Hey, good morning, you. Coming up on 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got a partly sunny thing going on, 26 degrees on this Monday, April the 10th. And our talk around Monday begins, well, last week was National Public Health Week, but the weather kind of threw us a curve. So we've got our friends from Richland County Public Health coming in to talk with me this week. And today, Jenny Westfall, Richland County Health Department. We're here to talk family planning. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? How is everybody this morning? Well, it's sunny out. Isn't that great?
After Easter, no school announcements. We're just fine.
Yes, yes, yes. Today, I want to talk a little bit about family planning, but I also do the Women's Way program. So let's start out with that first.
Okay.
So the Women's Way program has been around for 25 years.
Wow.
It's North Dakota's breast and cervical cancer screening program for North Dakota women. So our target population for this program is ages 40 to 64 years old for the North Dakota women, with exceptions for younger gals who may need annual or even if they have a breast concern.
Okay. So as far as a provider, because I know this is huge for a lot of women, do they get a choice in who they see as their provider?
Yes, that's what's great about it. You can choose your provider as long as it's a North Dakota provider.
Okay. So if the woman has insurance, can she still be involved in Women's Way?
Yes, yes. Okay, a lot of women face the high deductibles. So we would be a secondary payer to that for that coverage. So we would be able to help offset those expenses, essentially.
Fantastic. And it sounds like Women's Way is like the way to go.
It is. It's so much fun, this program. I love to hear from my ladies. I love to hear the success stories. That's my favorite thing. I really get to know you. If you want me to get to know you, that's the other thing.
Sure.
Otherwise, I mean, it's just a basic phone call. It's easy to sign up. The demographic sheet is what we fill out, and then a couple other forms. So it's really easy. Just please come see me. I would love to help you. And the other thing that's really nice about it is we don't just offer the screenings. We also have another program. If you were diagnosed with a potential cancer or needed another additional screening, we are able to sign you up for, it's kind of like a Medicaid program, but
okay.
It's got more loosely set guidelines than Medicaid.
Got it.
So we wouldn't just drop you off with just say, hey, oh, I need additional screening here. We would be able to help you with that.
You've got such an awesome personality. We were talking about that earlier. This must just be such a natural fit for you.
I love it. I've been with Richland County since May, and I just love what I'm doing there.
Jenny, this kind of follows up on what you were just talking about. What are some of the other programs that that you have for women's health?
So I've been lucky to be the delegate director for the family planning program. So we're able to offer a variety of services there. We have a provider that comes down once a month. But what's nice about that is we also have telemedicine, so we're able to get you in at a decent amount of time so that you're not having to wait for that provider to come down monthly, because sometimes you need to get in sooner if you have an emergent question. I also am able to set up an appointment to offer education if you have any questions. I would love to help you if you have any questions or about the program. And what another thing that's nice about it is we offer what is called a sliding scale fee. So if you're not able to pay for the services, we're able to go off of your household size and income, and we get set guidelines from the state as a percentage of what we would charge you. And we don't want anybody coming in there to feel like that payment is a factor. If you're unable to pay, we set up payment plans. We offer we do bill insurance, so Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Medicaid, those type of insurances also are able to take there at the clinic.
So even with the guidelines, it sounds like you've got all bases covered for women coming.
Yes,
in. So
yes, yes.
Don't hesitate.
Yes,
I guess
yes.
If I don't know the answer,
I will certainly reach out and I will get that answer for you.
Right. So, Jenny, anything else you want to talk about or share about family planning and Women's Way in our conversation?
come. Like I said, it's a great program. It's available. If you have any questions or if you feel you're not quite sure if you meet these guidelines, just give me a call at Richland County Public Health. Our number is 701-642-7735 and ask for Jenny.
All right. You do great things for women over there, and I appreciate you coming in this morning. Come back and talk to us anytime, okay? Always an open door for public health.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to.
Jenny Westfall, it's 8:14 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
More daylight, warmer weather, and great morning radio. It's springtime in the Southern Valley, and Bill Dablo.
I love your radio station.
Monday through Friday mornings, 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.